Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When you see an opportunity, strike.
You snap.
And right now is your time to snap because, let's put it this way.
What's going on?
You will never again get to see a team this good, a star this good, at this price, in this kind of situation.
Really?
And I think we need to try and figure out why, Kimmy, despite the start the Bills have had, this is still happening.
So there's a dip.
There's a massive dip.
You got to buy on the dip.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So you're Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
We'll go another Sunday without football. Their next game live on CMF, Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They come to town. By the way, it's a 7:15 game. There are two Monday Night Football games on Monday.
Oh, so it starts a little bit early.
Yeah, they get the early game, which is awesome for Bills fans, right? So, right now, tickets to this game are insanely inexpensive on the secondary market, comparatively.
Yeah.
So as the season started, Kimmy, we saw ticket prices on the secondary market were nowhere near what we saw in the past.
Nope.
And that made sense at the time.
Right. Nobody knew what this team was going to be. The superstar power wasn't there, aside from maybe Josh Allen.
Yes, and you would get why some fans, Tommy, wanted to take a wait-and-see approach.
Okay.
Right? But after a 2-0 start, and the way they won that game against Miami in primetime last week, you would think things would be back to normal. But you'd be wrong, because right now, for a primetime Monday Night Football game at home, you can get lower bowl tickets for as low as $150 a seat.
Okay. And you're saying that's a bargain right now.
Well, let me put it in a context. Yeah. Two seasons ago, when Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers came to town for a primetime matchup, the worst seat in the house, the get-in-the-door price, was $500.
God damn.
We talked about it on the show, and we couldn't believe it. A guy called up and said that he had spent $750 a seat for upper-level tickets for he and his wife for that game.
So it's got to rise through the week. Because like by Friday, you're going to pull the trigger if you're going to this game, right? You're going to have to make a decision.
People have been waiting it out, I think, because
you
would think it would go that way, but even that home opener, prices dropped closer to the game. It went the opposite way.
I mean, it's very strange times right now. If you are considering going, in my humble opinion, as a Bills game goer my entire life, I pull the trigger now.
Yeah, if a primetime game is on your bucket list, this is the one.
All right.
The most you're going to save is like $25-$30, and it's worth it to have the ticket in your hand now than maybe save that $25-$30 per seat down the road. And here's the thing. A primetime game in Buffalo, especially Monday Night Football, is something every football fan should experience if they can do it. Whether you're a Bills fan or not, you have the ESPN crew that sets up and does live from the stadium. That's always awesome.
Yeah.
The energy in that stadium is somehow more electric than on a normal game day, which is insane for Buffalo. And again, it's a unicorn perfect game because it starts at 7:15, not the standard 8:20. So you're going to get home an hour earlier than you would have with a standard Monday Night Football game.
Okay.
And by the way, bonus points if you're going to take your kid. Because that is a memory they will never, ever, ever forget.
All right.
If you are on the fence, if you're thinking about it, if you heard us now and just went, I'm telling you, go do it right now.
Damn. All right.
Let's go. You coming?
No. I don't want to be around all that craziness.
Oh, my
God. No, but you just described, like, it's going to be insanely crazy.
Okay, no, when I say crazy, you hear, like,
That's the section I was in. I was row 14 in a end zone.
You bought the worst seats in the house.
I didn't buy anything.
I tried to warn you.
The kids bought them.
I tried to warn you.
But they like all that jackassing.
Have you ever been to a primetime Bills game?
No, I've never been to a primetime football game. No. Yeah.
Never?
No.
Ooh, call yourself a man?
I have no interest.
Kim, you've been to a couple primetime games.
Yeah, well, you know what? No, now that I'm thinking about it, I think the first one I ever went to was that Cincinnati playoff game, the Bills-Cincinnati playoff game.
That wasn't primetime, that was 4:30.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they got crushed?
Yes.
Are you sure it was dark out?
Yeah, it got dark because that's what happens in the winter past 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was snowing.
Yeah, no, it was a 4:25 start.
Oh.
So, no.
I feel like there's one I'm forgetting. I don't know.
Well, we've played so many primetime games the last couple of years that odds are. But, I mean, the tickets have been so expensive. So, unless you had season tickets or this was going to be like your one splurge purchase for the year, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about how, despite the Bills' 2-0 start, despite the fact that sports books are now adjusting massive, I've seen sports books offering the Bills with the third best odds to win the Super Bowl after 2 weeks.
Damn.
Tickets for this primetime game, Monday Night Football against the Jags, you can get lower bowl seats for as low as $150, which, again, is a third of the cost of the worst seat in the house compared to 2 years ago, primetime against the Packers, Aaron Rodgers coming to town.
Well, I was just going to say, does that mean that Bills fans haven't bought into this team? Like, they just think the loss is coming and maybe this is it?
I mean, look, it's a small sample size, so I would understand that if you're skeptical. Also, I mean, this does kind of feel like a trap game.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jacksonville 0-2.
Buffalo 2-0. They've been off for a week and a half. Although you have that mini bye that McDermott's usually good off of.
Okay.
I would be, I mean, especially too, a lot of primetime games at home last year were not their finest performances. Denver, Giants, and the Buccaneers.
So are the Jacksonville, I know they're 0-2, but are they that bad?
They look bad.
Oh.
They look bad. The Dolphins came back on them, and the Dolphins didn't look that good against Buffalo.
Obviously.
And then, the way that they looked.
Who they lose last?
Cleveland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not great.
All right.
Not great.
But you think this could be not what you're thinking. Like, they could drop this game.
I'm scared of the trap here, yes.
All right.
If that's what you're asking me. Right. I'm scared of the trap.
Scared of the trap.
You also have to factor in, if you want to go to this game, your work schedule.
So that's why I figured by Friday, the prices will start going up if people are going to make a decision whether they're going or not.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's two things you can do. I mean, either you can take the day Tuesday. You'd have to take Monday.
No, I mean Tuesday. I mean Monday. I mean, unless you plan on getting, like, if you're driving from here.
7:15 start.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're cutting it real close.
But look, you can get up the next day and make it. You can make it work. It's worth the primetime experience, I'm telling you.
All right.
252 WCMF. But there was one reason past everything I just said, more. That you should be in this game on Monday night. But we'll get there. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. I think the reason why these tickets are dropping, two reasons. Kimmy just hit on one. It's a school night. I mean, let's be honest, there are some responsible people out there still.
Uh-huh.
But I think the real reason, I was just at the Cardinals game. The construction going on is causing a headache for parking. And also the new parking where you have to pre-purchase your ticket. You can't park at any lot without prepaying. And now all these secondary lots are charging tons of money. I went to one place. They were going to charge me $80.
Wow.
It was brutal. So
$80?
So for those who don't know, just to catch up on what Ryan's saying, the stadium across the street has now consumed the entire parking lot that used to be private Bills parking. Mm-hmm. So traffic in and out of the game, we usually roll in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We went early.
I ran somebody over.
Okay. Don't do that, Ryan.
What do they charge you for that?
I go to one a year, and that was it. I went to the home opener. It's a mess. I mean, I've been to a night game, and I agree, Duffy, definitely go. It's awesome. So,
all right, Bills. Go Bills.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I did hear some horror stories about parking that first game.
It was brutal. Yeah. It was brutal. That being said, it is funny how, like, Bills fans, as we get older as men, right? It's the greatest experience you'll have in a football game. But the parking.
$80.
$80, though. That's the highest I've ever heard.
I could see the stadium where I was. $40. You can find places as long as you get in early enough. But like you said, you'll have to take the day off that day.
Right.
But okay. Past primetime in Buffalo. Yeah. Past ESPN and all the pomp and circumstance. Past the electricity and the tailgate and all that stuff.
The memories.
Going to this game Monday night, you would get Josh Allen in primetime.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I'm not getting commission on trying to sell anyone tickets to anything. But there are, I believe, athletes you have to witness in person to fully appreciate their greatness.
All right.
And Josh Allen is one of those athletes. Because watching what he does on TV is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do it justice. You have to see him live at least once to understand how difficult what he does is. When you see him in person.
Right. Why he makes all that money.
Well, look, I mean, you have all of these other world-class athletes on the field with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until you're in person that you see this man who is, what, 6'4", 6'5", who should not run the way that he does, outrun linebackers and defensive backs that are half his size.
All right, so just enjoy that show.
Yes, yes. I mean,
even stuff he's not doing on the field, like when he ran, he was running out of bounds and he leaped over the bench last week.
Like it was nothing.
Yeah. I was like, that's pretty impressive, and that had nothing to do with the game.
Because he also looks like a guy that doesn't really work out.
So he said you're right. He does it in the offseason.
Like Derrick Henry, I knew that guy was like an animal, the way they showed him his workouts with those tugboat
strong
chains wrapped around his neck.
Yeah.
Like, there's no video of Josh Allen working out.
So there's two theories, and there are NFL players that subscribe to either one. You got the Derrick Henry theory that I'm going to
state. You work out like a madman.
And then there's the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, a couple other guys' theory that my body takes such a beating in the season.
Rest.
Yeah, I'm going to rest for 4 or 5 months, get back at it when the season starts.
So this is like a cooler way to live.
I mean, I guess.
You play golf and you go to Waffle House.
Kimmy, is there an athlete that you didn't fully appreciate until you saw them in
Ooh.
Person?
Hmm.
Because, like, well, you think.
Well, I mean, if you ever see, like a college basketball game or an NBA game, like, just the size of those guys is enough to impress you. And, like, watching a guy actually dunk a basketball, like, you can't appreciate it until you see it in person.
Kimmy's 100% right. You need to go to an NBA game at some
Seeing
point before you die.
How high they jump. It's amazing.
Dwayne Wade is the greatest athlete I've ever seen in person. I did not expect that to happen. I was at this game that he was at, and it was jaw-dropping.
Okay.
You do not know athleticism until you see an NBA game live. Oh, my God.
All right.
So that being said, what is it going to take for Bills tickets to climb back up again? Not that we want that to happen. I mean, two games are nice.
For this game in particular or just in general?
For the rest of the season. Oh. Because tickets for the rest of the season are still relatively affordable. I mean, is it 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins?
I would think by 5 wins. If you're 5-0.
Yeah, and you have more primetime games ahead.
Yeah, I would think by then it would definitely jump.
I mean, we could also be looking at this the wrong way.
What is that?
Well, we assume that fans spend money to see good teams that they're excited about. It's also possible they spend money to see players that they love. And like Kimmy brought up in the beginning of this break, like you had a ton of star power leave Buffalo. Poyer, Hyde, Stephon Diggs, all of these guys.
Right.
So maybe when people are willing to spend this fortune on tickets, they're not spending it to see the team. They want to see their individual favorite player in person.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what pushes you over the edge.
So, but still, like, you still got Josh.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. Well, Josh is worth the price of admission, but, you know, maybe for some people.
Maybe it was other guys, like Diggs.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean,
a good showman.
For Bills fans, I mean, I think it's less Diggs, more like the gritty guys like Poyer and Hyde and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Joe's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Go Bills!
Go Bills!
Duff, you know, tickets are going to go back up when games are going to start meaning something again. You know what I'm saying?
Let me write that down. So when this team gets good, you think that more people want to go see the game?
The thing goes up when there's more of a competition for the overall division, for seedings, for the playoffs. When games start to matter, the craziness comes out.
Okay.
The fans show up.
All right. Actually, we've seen in this season, with the exception of the playoffs, the opposite of that happened. Excuse me, the last couple seasons, as the weather gets worse, even though the games mean more, tickets tend to dip, not go up. It's usually
just
the beginning
of the
season.
Weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But when Miami comes to town and the winner of that game wins the division, the Zubaz come out, Duff.
Hey, man, division's already won. Knocking on wood.
Oh, so you got to pray for global warming, then, to keep the... the weather nice.
Duffy, I'm gonna go to a different athlete. You're saying you got to see something in person to witness greatness. I had a family member tell me you didn't know which secretary it was until you saw that horse run in person.
That was a beautiful horse. The ass
so
on that animal.
even an equine athlete, until you see them in person, you don't know what they're all about.
You got to go down to the track.
Joe, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Go Bills. Go Bills. There goes Joe.
That horsey smell gets in your blood.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Turns out, Tommy,
yeah.
According to science, ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, big science.
You don't need to take daily showers.
Men have to.
No.
Men stink.
No, you do not need to take daily showers according to this scientific study. The study claims that showers are, and I quote, ready, merely performative and have no real health benefit.
Yeah, but they relax me. The hot water relaxes.
No, when I look at you, I see relaxed.
Yeah, but what if you're somebody that works out every day? I mean,
how about
like,
if you have a job where you sweat?
Okay. Yeah,
if you're a construction worker.
Yeah, in the middle of summer.
You're operating a jackhammer in August. Okay. Nah, don't need to shower today. I think my balls is fine.
Again, you didn't let me finish what I was saying. You had to jump.
Continue with your science.
You had to be all aggressive. Uh-huh. The study says the vast majority of us are not getting dirty enough to need a daily shower. So jackhammer guy, yeah,
so if you have a sissy job.
Okay. Well, yeah, like you.
Sit down, sissy job.
So the same story talks to a Manhattan dermatologist. Mm. She says not only are the showers not needed, they could actually be hurting us.
How are they hurting you?
Quote this doctor. Doctor says, prolonged daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome, which plays a role in protecting the skin and is important to overall health of the body. So, Tommy, your quest to be constantly clean is actually killing you softly with your soap.
Because, like, you have to clean your undercarriage.
Okay.
Every day.
Okay.
You have to. But- like, my ass and my balls and the taintal area are hideous.
Taintal area would be a great name for a dad metal band.
Taintal area.
Oh, taintal area, thank you.
That has to be clean, man.
Okay, so what's preventing you then from just doing a sack wash?
How do you do that?
Pet wash.
But why not, yeah. But why not just jump in the shower?
Because
that
of
point.
What the doctor just said, because yeah. You're stripping away the stuff. I love you. You're doing Tommy. Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
I take two showers a day.
Which you're going to be dead
you said,
in a year.
Oh, you take. I thought you said at one point you took three showers a day.
Sometimes in the summertime I do. If I'm like really rank in the middle of the day, if I've been outside, I will rinse off again.
Or you could just like go do the stuff in the yard before you take your first shower.
That's what, in the middle of the night?
What?
No, I say I get up, I take a shower.
Okay.
I'm going to do some stuff in the yard midday. Mm. If I'm rank, I got something to do. I'm going to jump in a shower, rinse off again. Then before I go to bed, I'm going to take a shower.
So you
shower before bed and then wake up and shower again? You didn't even get dirty.
So I don't scrub in the morning, but I like the hot water.
Mm. Oh, it's just more
shave.
Of a wake up
I
thing.
Also shave. Mm. And I have to shave my neck in the morning. I do.
You shave your neck every day?
Oh, yeah, I got to.
What are you, a werewolf?
Bro, it's bad back there. And it looks gross. I have short hair, so it looks worse.
Okay.
I don't want to look like a Bolshevik.
All right, so look. Go home. We're going to do political comedy from 1918.
They're still around, a Bolshevik.
So despite the fact that the scientists in this study say, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that the shower is merely performative every day, despite the fact that this dermatologist says you're actually hurting yourself doing it, you do not care, you're going to continue.
Yeah, that's Europe, because Europe's got that funk.
Eurofunk?
Oh, bro, they got it. By the way, so when? How many times a week should I shower? Then, if I don't exert myself,
so they don't get into it. It seems like 3 to 4 showers a week is what you should be aiming for.
Three to four. Ugh.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question.
There's some people that are just smellier than others.
Yeah.
Like if you like eat they just sweat food. More. Yes, you're. I mean, like there's just an overall stench. Like maybe they have smelly feet or something. Yeah,
Let's say I eat garlic, mm-hmm. and it does permeate through your skin. Mm-hmm. It gets into your blood.
Sure, sure.
And then you reek of garlic.
If I shower, it's not going to change anything because
it'll keep coming out of my skin.
Keeps
the body odor away.
Yeah.
By the way, there are arguments.
Pizza pie.
There are people who argue that the reason you have those stenches is because you shower too much, that eventually your body would even itself out.
I don't stink. You never smelled me.
No, Kimmy said there are some people that are just smelly in general.
Like my husband. Like he sweats any reason at all.
Just, that boy's got a shower.
Why you gotta hurt him, man?
Well, he'll admit, my husband is a 3-shower-a-day kind of guy.
You sweat, like, not doing anything. You'll say, like, you can't, you sweat.
Yes, I'm sweaty. I'm a sweaty sweat.
So you have to shower,
I
man.
I do shower. I do, but
I would think you would get, like, crotch rot and pit
rot. Don't you get, like, itchy?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And you get greasy hair.
I have very fine hair, so.
So wouldn't that make it greasy?
Yeah, it does, but it's short right now, so it's okay. And I wear a lot of hats.
Let me get a greasy face.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Greasy face, rank-ass crotch.
Is there anything someone could say to you that would get you to change showering to twice a week?
No.
All right, what if somebody looked at you? What if a doctor came to you and go, Tommy, listen. Starting tomorrow, if you shower 3 times a week, only 3 times a week, you will live an extra 5 years. Would that be worth it to you?
Yeah, but it's never going to happen.
No, would it be worth it? No, I mean, it's possible that...
Yeah, but it's like the last 5 years of my life.
That's
like a nursing home watching, you know, television.
I love how you think like those years will be nursing home, but not the current last 5 years you have. Like the current last 5 years, you're going to be like on a horse. The last 5 years, the last 5 years, man.
It's a terrible way to speak about your mother.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. A new study released this week says that daily showers, according to scientists, are, quote, merely performative and they have no real health benefit. Further, a dermatologist they talked to in the story says the showers are not only not helping you, they could be hurting you. Mm. Quote, prolonged and daily showers could strip away the skin's microbiome, which plays a role in protecting skin and is important to the overall health of the body. I do want to be clear. I did not talk to my wife about this. She was out of town until late last night.
Oh, yeah. She's the expert.
She is a dermatologist.
And I just saw her. She said my skin was fine.
Yeah, but she's trying to be nice to you. I don't want people to think that this is like my wife endorsing this. I could be wrong. I don't know. And honey, if you're listening, text me and tell me if I'm wrong.
And it's hard to break. Morning routine has got to be the hardest thing to break. Is your morning routine.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like the two things when I wake up I need is a shower and coffee.
Okay.
So if you tell me I had to give up showering and coffee, I get 5 years, keep your 5 years.
You'd be a grumpy, grumpy man.
I love how you say keep your 5 years until you get to a year from now when you're about to die. And you go, if I could have only had 5 more years.
I think death is way overblown.
What does that mean?
Then die.
I don't think every day when I walk in here, a little piece of me dies.
Shut up. I got to sit in my leather chair. I got to talk for a living.
Yeah, for like 4 straight hours.
So this study drops at a time when it turns out we're showering more than we ever have in human history.
Big showering's up?
Yep. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, like Tommy, you said you take multiple showers a day. Tommy's life is so sad, showering is a hobby for him. Almost 7 in 10 Americans admit that they shower every single day.
I thought everybody did.
I mean, to your point, it is surprising over 3 in 10 Americans are not showering.
That's
every
more surprising.
Unless you're counting like kids in that, you know, like teenagers.
No.
Because I could see like teenagers skipping a shower every now and then.
Well, so that's become a discussion because I don't know with my daughters, they're 14 and 12.
Yeah.
Like when they play sports, they obviously take a shower.
Yeah. Right.
But outside of that, are my kids supposed to shower every day? Because they but I don't know if they
I could see a kid just forgetting whether or not they showered that day.
So I'm learning that girls are not that way. That was my brother and I definitely.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more teenage boys. No, girls, I mean, we're more worried about like our hair and stuff.
So yeah, there's more things to be concerned with women.
You know that you don't soap your vagina, right? That'll throw off the pH balance.
What?
No, he's right. You're not supposed to use like scented things.
Kimmy, please. I'm talking about vaginas. You were saying? I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, yeah, like certain like scented soaps.
Yeah, but don't they make like a muff scrub?
Muff scrub?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like an unscented muff scrub.
Muff scrub!
Scrubbing that muff. No, you got to scrub your muff, man.
That's the tagline. You got to scrub your
scrub
muff.
That muff.
No, they make like safe soaps,
like
I guess.
Unscented.
I don't know.
No, but like when a woman gets in, like Tommy and I will scrub our pits when we get in there, we'll scrub our balls. Like you're not gonna
be careful.
All right. But be careful, but do clean.
Wait, how long have you been alive for?
65 years.
You didn't know that women didn't like get in there like it was an armpit and start scrubbing.
Well, I don't think they go inside in the rim.
We have cameras. People are watching.
I just did that. What is that?
What is this?
Has your wife ever told you about the everything shower?
No.
What's that?
So the everything shower is where you take like the longest shower of the week.
Okay.
And you do all your maintenance. So your hair washing, you may do like a conditioning treatment.
Okay.
You're going to shave everything you need to shave.
Okay.
Do whatever like body scrubs and things like that. And
you got to get that Venus razor, get them pubes.
Yeah. You got to do that.
I'm your Venus. Shave your pubes.
But if...
My scrub!
But yeah, you do like a once or twice a week like full cleanse of everything just to make yourself like feel like a new person.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting some information. So fun plot twist here.
Yeah.
We're having this discussion about the daily showers and everything, and we just had the discussion we had there. My wife is using my oldest daughter to dictate, which means my daughter probably just heard everything I said. According to my wife,
what's that?
She says a general cleanser daily in the shower should be fine. A classic soap like Irish Spring would be a bigger concern for your microbiome.
So Irish Spring, no good.
Well, not no good. Like,
it's
do you use it every day? I guess I do use it every day. I use it twice a day.
I didn't even know they made that crap anymore.
It's everywhere. It's like the most
popular
soap.
My husband uses it.
Not the most popular soap.
I bet.
They don't even advertise.
Google the most popular. They don't have to.
Okay,
most popular men's soap, I bet you it's Irish Spring.
I bet you it's either Dove.
Dove.
Or Old Spice.
Men don't use Dove. It's called Dove. I use Eagle.
Eagle.
Why would you pick the sissiest of birds? Look, man, when I use something when I use something to wash my body, I need a masculine term, which you've learned by looking at the Old Spice body washes.
Right.
Electricity.
So you gotta use Irish Spring. However, you get down there and shave them pubes, Lenny. You better use some Irish Spring with your Venus razor blade.
Okay, so now I'm getting yelled at. I said general cleanser. I was supposed to say gentle cleanser.
Gentle.
Use a daily gentle cleanser.
Something with a lot of fragrance.
Yeah,
and perfumes.
Okay, I don't know.
Because I use like unscented soap.
So what's the point of using soap then, stupid?
Because it still cleans you.
I gotta scrub off all that garlic with this nose smell.
Yes.
Stupid, you're so dumb.
I use that Shea body wash.
What?
It's called Shea body wash.
You use Shea butter body wash?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's from West Africa. It's really good stuff. All the best stuff comes from Africa.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You use Shea butter?
Yeah.
What are you, Aaron Neville?
I wish.
I'm sorry.
Pretty good singer.
I want to make fun of myself for that. Kimmy, can we get a most popular men's song?
I'm trying to find like a ranking and I can't find
of
one.
Old Spice has got to be up there because they advertise so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all like advertising.
Okay.
It's people putting stuff out because of...
What's a man's
advertising
soap?
Purposes.
Irish Spring is a man's soap.
Yeah, but it's strong enough for a man. But women can use it too. That doesn't
That's not
their
Irish
head.
Spring. No.
I thought that was
yes.
No, because
it's strong enough for a lady. But lasses can use it on them Irish pubes too. Scrub them green pubes.
Don't green pubes.
No,
they only agreed if you use a soap on.
That's the Old Spice commercial. She's always stealing a soap.
Oh, all right. Wait, she's using Old Spice on her mouth?
That's what their whole ad campaign is.
Well, they got that new...
They smell like low tide.
Well, I think we got all the information we needed here.
Yep.
All right.
Thank goodness we have a legitimate doctor to help us out with the low tide and muff scrub.
So what you're saying is for ladies.
I'm not saying doctors are saying.
Oh, but no, during the conversation, you said you only clean the outside of your muff and that's it.
I don't know. I don't have
any. Is that all you took out of this conversation?
Well, you said you don't.
We're telling you to stop showering 3 times a day, and you're like, and that's all you got out of it.
But you go around the muff, not anywhere else. You don't go below the rim.
It's like cleaning your stove. If you get water on the electric part, it's going to start sparking.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Okay.
Old Sparky. Sparking them pubes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.